In the interim, severe flooding in West Africa has resulted in 250 people dead and 600,000 people left homeless. Regional Public Information Officer for the World Food Programme in West Africa is Stephanie Savoriad. She has just returned from Togo and gave us the latest on the situation there.
Well, these floods in West Africa in general are quite localized, and it's exactly the same situation in Togo. Basically, it's the north of the country that has been really badly affected. When you talk to local authorities there, when you talk to people there, everybody is saying that it's the worst flood since 1994. They clearly remember that the last one was in 94. So that's to give an idea of the scale of it. The people that have been really hardly hit are mainly subsistence farmers. And what happened with these very heavy rains at the end of August is that these small houses were totally destroyed. So a lot of people had to live with neighbors. They had to stay out for a while. The time they rebuilt everything. Of course, the problem is that now their crops are destroyed, and these people are going to need help at least for a few months. We estimate that about 60,000 of them in the north of Togo are going to require food assistance as far as food assistance is concerned. Now, WFP has started distribution for more than 6,500 people in northern Togo. We used existing stock that we had already there, but we obviously need more funds and more help to come in the next weeks.